Kate Gough, that's her third win for the night last night. And you're right, I wasn't sure where to look in the last 100 metres. All these quality mares seem to be coming from everywhere after Pink Galahs opened up a pretty handy lead turning for home.
Well, it was a very competitive race from the word go. They went a lead time of 43.9. Royal Charlotte was able to bullock her way to the front, and she certainly had plenty of horses that wanted to have a look at her. Illawong Stardust certainly made her job hard, put some pressure on, and then we had some mid-race moves by a number of horses, Pink Galahs being one of those horses. She came with a lightning move around them, and her speed was able to find the top. And she tried to break away, but she was left a little bit vulnerable. Monaro Maro came around them three wide to sit outside and was able to drop in on the back of Pink Galahs coming to the home turn, which turned out to be the winning breather that Monaro Maro required, was able to pick up in the straight. And just now, the very brave Kiang Lavana, who was second up, hit the line really strongly, was just labouring on the home turn, but certainly balanced up and got to the line strongly. Third home was Illawong Stardust, an outstanding performance after doing a power of work early, got shuffled back, came again at the finish, it was a top run, sleepy finishing fourth, her performance was very good, she'll keep improving. And Pink Galahs, thought she may have been going into that race last night, you know, still a run or two short from her peak fitness, and she had to do some work mid-race, just made her a little bit vulnerable and just weakened, but they were all very close over the line. Good run, I'm Set to Go, finished off really well. Like the run of Norkey, was back in the field and certainly made some late ground, but there's probably seven or eight horses in that race, all went super. 43.9 lead time, 30.6, 31.5 the first two quarters, 29.2 and 29.7 home, and a mile rate of 158.6. A half neck by half neck were the margins. It was a very exciting race.
The Emmy Mazzetti was race five for the Pacers, and gee, there was a really good late go for Torrid Saint, a horse who's been in terrific form. The horse in the betting duel with it was Highway to Heaven. The duel was also for the first 100 metres as to who might lead, and Torrid Saint won out and was able to dictate. Off the back straight, it's Torrid Saint, 2 metres to I'm No Outlaw, live on Broadway, went to rough there, galloped, and a check bullies the line off the back straight. Third quarter was 28.4, and it's Torrid Saint from I'm No Outlaw. The door closed at the moment on Highway to Heaven. Who awaits the Garrard Sprint Lane and then regulars turning for home? It's Torrid Saint from I'm No Outlaw, Highway to Heaven back to the inside. It's Torrid Saint in full flight, and he just pulled away from them. This is a horse who's absolutely flying at the moment. We'll call him Pegasus. And he's gone on to win easily. Torrid Saint beat Highway to Heaven, who was good. Regulus ran on well.
Rob, he's been going pretty good, this horse. Just hasn't been having a lot of luck, as you would have seen his last couple of starts. But he's very deserving of that win tonight.
He's probably not at his most comfortable position being in front. At times he just seems to be a little bit on the wait for him a bit.
Yeah, he did tonight. Actually, I was going to get across pretty easy, and he sort of got three quarters of a length across and wanted to switch off a bit and just made things a little bit tougher for himself. But, once he was in front, he was very relaxed.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Oh, well, we sing his praises seemingly every week, Jack Law, but he can just get a horse out of the gate. He can rate them. He can have them have a final kick, and he's built up a really good association with Torrid Saint, a horse who, for such an experienced horse, has never raced any better.
No, look, the Julie Douglas and Glenn Douglas team are going really well at the moment. All the horses look immaculate when they're presented on the track, and Torrid Saint, who's been pretty much highlighted on our mile rate program for a number of Sunday mornings, how well he's been performing. And last night, it was a very good drive by Jack Law. He really took on Highway to Heaven in that first 150 metres, was able to work to the front. He was able to back it off. And then from that point, he never looked likely of getting run down. 45.5 lead time, 31.1 first quarter, 29.8 the second. So he really got it easy. He put the foot to the floor, 28.4, and sizzled home in 27.1, never looked in danger. Mile rate of 156.5 and last half in 55.6. Second home was Two Highway to Heaven, sat behind the leader, battled on well. Regulus, honest again, got to the line well after being three back to pegs. Fourth home, Sahara Tiger, they were all peg dominated, especially with that tempo and the way they finished off. And I'm No Outlaw, who sat without cover, battled on really well. But it was all honours to the winner, Torrid Saint, out of that race, and there's more wins in store.
Rob, race number six was the Mark Delray, Delray National Food Group, a Vicbred pace. Plenty of pace on here. See, they ran this at a really good clip, which was going to suit the horses drawn the second line, in particular Sahara Sirocco and Pat's Beat Storm, and that's the way it turned out to be. Off the back, 28-4, third quarter. The leader is La Putty. Here's Pat's Beat Storm with a run out wide. Sanday, Monjana's picking up two, and then Sahara Sirocco. Around the turn, Monjana hit the lead at any old price. Pat's Beat Storm the outside. And further out, Sahara Sirocco, Monjana, Pat's Beat Storm, Sahara Sirocco over the top of them. Sahara Sirocco loomed up now, put its head in front. With 100 to go, it's coming clear, and Sahara Sirocco won it. Pat's Beat Storm kicked on again late second. Monjana was a huge run.
Fish off too strong. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. He's a great little horse, and he needs the runs like that. But he's two runs back from his spell before tonight have been great. And tonight, once Sanday didn't find the front and got stuck in the death, I knew David would have to sort of sit back, and he could just drag us everywhere. Just had to be quick enough to beat him up the straight, which he did.
Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Sahara Sirocco, third up from a break, but got that cover and was able to finish off best to beat Pat's Beat Storm, who, Rob, I think he, even though with the gear change, he looked to do something similar. He travelled up like he was going to win on the turn, but as soon as he poked his nose in front, he seemed to wait for him again, and once Sahara Sirocco got past him, he seemed to lift again.
Yeah, a few worrying signs there for Pat's Beach Storm. Terrific win by Sahara Sirocco, was heavily backed throughout the betting leading up to the jump, and certainly the trail of money suggested Sahara Sirocco was the horse to beat in the race. Returning a mile rate of 154.8 over to 22.40 was terrific. They did sizzle early, 43.2 lead time, where we saw La Putty getting across to the front from a fairly solid tempo. Sanday went up outside it looking for the lead, couldn't find it, and then once those sectional times came up, 43.2, 29.8, 29.6, you knew the swoopers were right in it. And Pat's Beach Storm, who hooked out three wide and with Sahara Sirocco on its back, all of a sudden found itself with a nice trail, because Monjana pulled out three wide in front of Pat's Beach Storm, and you just thought, well, Pat's Beach Storm needs to step up here, needs to let down and needs to win. Well, he did loom up. He looked like he was going to win, and then all of a sudden he just started to paddle, and Sahara Sirocco came past him and hitting the line really strongly. It was a really good win by Sahara Sirocco. Second home, Pat's Beach Storm. Once again, good effort, but not winning at the moment. He's racing well, but maybe that desire to win at the moment is just a little bit on the question mark. Monjana was fantastic. Three wide the last lap. Was very brave in defeat. The eye catcher was Valachi. It was the black booker out of the race, clearly, and Hugo Rocks just in behind her. But look, Sahara Sirocco is a really nice horse. He's going places. Sanday did his fair share of work, probably just proved that he's probably not, at the stage where he can do the work in that tempo and win races. I think he's more better suited with a cold sit and coming late. That's how I've always assessed that horse in that level. And last night probably proved that point. But all honours to the winner, Sahara Sirocco. Very nice horse. Gary and Debbie Quinlan do a fantastic job, and it was a great drive by Chris Alford.
The Tab Blacks are fake free-for-all. It was on at the start. It was a battle for the lead between Shadow Sachs and Max Delight. And it was a battle for the finish between the same two horses, Shadow Sachs and Max Delight. From Better Be The Bomb, Code Bailey coming out wider from Seletic, and then Van Dander and Boy from Bondi. Off the back, 28-6, third quarter. It's Max Delight from Malcolm's Rhythm called on. Shadow Sachs still travels okay. Then Better Be The Bomb into the straight, though. The leader, Max Delight, the run's there for Shadow Sachs. Then Malcolm's Rhythm. It's Max Delight in front. Shadow Sachs is coming through underneath him now. Max Delight and Shadow Sachs. Shadow Sachs after Max Delight. Max Delight just in front, and Max Delight won it. Max Delight beat Shadow Sachs in third spot. Van Dander flashing through.
Yeah, that's for sure. He's doing, really well now. But as you said, when you get up with the real big ones, it gets real hard. But he's a nice sort of horse that just, you can light him up and then he'll just relax and drop the bit and flop along at what speed you want him to go until you ask him again.
That's the best.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Chris Alford bringing up a driving double. A horse he's really clicked with, Max Delight. He did it from the back last week to make that mid-race move. And last night, he was able to do it from the front. It was a good race, good battle in the early part of the race, but it was worth fighting for.
I think you summed it up perfectly, Dan. It was an exciting start to the race. We saw Shadow Sachs being driven hard out of the gate with Sophia Arvidsson on board and Max Delight with Chris Alford. They had a really red-hot crack at each other for that front. Max Delight was able to work to the lead, a 7.1 lead time, 28.1 first quarter, 30 seconds a second, and then once again the tempo started to hot up, 28.6 down the back, 27.7 home, and we saw Shadow Sachs slip up inside Max Delight. It looked like he was going to run past him, and as soon as he loomed up out alongside Max Delight, he was able to lift again, and the margin was a neck between the two of them. It was a great race, mile rate of 153.9. Shadow Sachs was brave. We've been black booking him over the last few weeks on the mile rate. Van Danter was the one that we said last week horse to follow. Well, he got up and run third in that race. I think he was about $13 or so last night on the Paramutuals. Malcolm's Rhythm did some work, came around in mid-race to sit outside the leader, but just didn't finish it off. Better Be the Bomb was close up in behind him. Code Bailey wasn't far away. Sir Letic was held up momentarily, and Boy from Bondi also close up. Look, all of them went well, but look, the first two horses were terrific last night, Max Delight and also Shadow Sachs.
Back to the start of the night. It was a good race. It was horses on the back line, Would You Mind and Tango Tara. Tango Tara in the end got out to a surprisingly good price, better than $5 on the tote. He went a little bit rough coming up to the home turnout three wide, but once he balanced up in the straight, he showed he's a pretty smart horse.
Oh, he was very good last night. I mean, all the reports that this horse is a very smart horse. He was a shock getting beaten first up here, but last night he was three wide, looming up onto the home turn. He went a bit rough out wide, but once he balanced up, he really hit the line strongly. It was a very good win. Top effort. Second home, number nine, Would You Mind. He was brave in defeat. Third home, six, Hayden Bromack. He's racing well. He was able to find the top, but just wasn't strong enough to hold off the challenges. Major Manbar was close up in behind him. The eye-catching run was Jemson's Pet. I think indications suggest he's close to a win. I thought his run last night was very good. They went 7.1 lead time, 28.8, 30.7, 28.1 and 27.3 home. Mile rate of 154.3. It was run at a genuine tempo. And look, outside of that, I thought I'm No Pumpkin will certainly be improved by its first up performance last night. But Jemson's Pet caught the eye, might be the one to follow in weeks to come.
Well, I'm hoping you're getting a lot of texts from people watching Trot's Vision, because you tipped the winner of the second race at odds of about 25 to 1, perhaps even better at different stages there. Well done to you, Rob. Still hung over, and there might be a few people that are after backing a winner at that price. She got out to remarkable odds because her run last week was hard to miss.
Yeah, look, they might have been celebrating. They might have thrown a few tomatoes at me later in the night when I potted the favourite and it won. But look, sometimes you get it right, sometimes you get it wrong. But as you know, I like to find value, and I did tip Still Hungover last night. And look, for all of our listeners on Mile Rate, should have been having something on it as well, because we certainly highlighted her performance last Sunday morning, how well she's been going, and a horse to follow. And it was a beautiful drive by Alex Ashwood. There was enough tempo early, 7.1 lead time with Soho Broad. Broadway and let her hair down, all showing a bit of speed early, and they burn early, 28.8 first quarter, 30.5 the second, 28.1 the third quarter, and 28.1 home. And we saw Still Hungover come around them three wide and dash to the front and ran away for a really good performance. The other horse that we've black booked over the last couple of weeks as well is She's a Hovercraft. She's going really well. She finished second last night. Keep following her. Yanari was another horse that we spoke about last time and also ran really well last night into third placing. A win's very close for Yanari. She just needs a good barrier draw. Helgard, I thought it was okay, but probably didn't finish off as hard as it can. Same could be said about Delightful Jazz. But all honours to the winner, Still Hungover. I think there's more wins in store for Still Hungover. She's a Hovercraft. She's ready to win. And Yanari, I think the first three horses we can confidently follow in the weeks to come.
That was the Bob Smith Pace Race 2. Race 3 was the Stan Nedwell Trot. And it was Nephew of Sunoco and the master, Big Ath, at it again.
Fantastic run, Nephew of Sunoco. We knew what Brian normally does. He'll get outside the leader and he'll make it a real genuine run race. And he was just too good. Travel Bug found the front. Nephew of Sunoco sat outside it. And 44.8 lead time, 31, 30.7. They came home in 29 and 29.4. And he just seems to be getting better all the time, nephew of Sunoco. Mile rate of 158.6. He defeated Travel Bug once again. Terrific in that defeat. He's racing so well. Keep following him. A win's not far away off him. Aldebaran Crescent got home nicely. Pants Up. Oh, well, keeps teasing us. Keeps running on lately. I'm not sure when it's going to win one, but it will win one soon. Beau Garçon was an eye-catching run, certainly Black Booker. And the other one that's worth following here is number Majestic Courtney. I thought her run was very good, and a win's not far away for Majestic Courtney. So I think if you're Black Booking a couple of runners, I certainly think Beau Garçon, Majestic Courtney, definitely. Swiss Miss, very disappointing.
Race number four was the Thanks John Hawk pace for the fillies, and it was Runaway Celebrity. She was the shortest prize favourite for the night. Never looked in doubt.
No, just found the lead and was just too good. Very slow lead time, 47.4, 31.3 and 30.1 over the 22.40. So it really was just going to be a dash home, and that's exactly what transpired. 28.3 down the back, 27.6 home, and a very good performance by Runaway Celebrity, winning, making it three wins from four starts for Emma Stewart and Kate Gath, bringing up another winner. Isabella Princess was one of the boldest odds for David Murphy. Well done to Dave. He's doing a really good job with his team, and she battled on really strongly into second placing. Third home was For Sahara Storm, a much improved run, going well. Wins not too far away. Seaside Sister was close up in behind him, and A Better Secret as well. And the other runner, Silver Mystique, didn't have much luck in the early part. But all honours to the winner, Runaway Celebrity, far too good last night.
Race nine, the Duncan McPherson trot. Enhanced Calm started the favourite in the race. Second up, showed a terrific turn of foot from the 600.
Oh, look, I thought it was in real trouble last night in Harnshire Karma. I just looked at the race. I thought, where are you going to get? There's a lot of speed inside you. And it was a great drive by Stewie McDonald for Nathan Purden. He had a look early. He was out wide, and he was able to eventually work his way up and get some cover with Scruffy Doolin out three wide, and then Leanne. He was one out, two back, and always travelled well. And once Enhanced Your Calm pulled out, just went, Wooshko went straight past him and pulled away for a really strong win. It was a good effort. Second home of Jewel in the Crown continues to race well, sat behind the leader, and battled on pretty well. Leanne was very brave, did a heap of work in the run, and kept battling on. Great effort by Bob Coochin Mice. He's doing a terrific job with Leanne. Namoska, again, catching the eye. A win's very close for Namoska. Keep Black Booking it. It will win very soon. Whiz Bang Dam led in the race, as I expected. Just copped probably more pressure than I thought it might happen, and battled on into fifth placing. But all honours to the winner, Enhance Your Calm. There was certainly a class edge against its rivals last night.
And the last event on the program, wow, wasn't the speed on in the first 400 or 500 metres of this race. Hooley in the end started the favourite. He looked the one to beat before the race, and by the time they got to the bell, if you weren't on, you were wishing you were.
Yeah, that was must have been a prize for the first few hundred metres in that race. Gobsmacked in the big end of town, certainly had a real good look at each other. 7.2, the first quarter, 27.1. That was run at an extremely hectic pace, and once that happened, you just wanted to have a look at who's the ones back in the field, and you always knew Hooley Nin was the one. He was just bolting in the run, and Mick Bellman was a beautiful drive for John Justice. Hooked out three wide about the 800, and he just made sure he controlled the race. He was never in doubt. 28.1 down the back, 28.3 home, a 154.4 mile rate, and he'd been putting the riding on the wall with some good performance. He deserved that win. Really nice run by Reactor Factor. Got buried on the pegs, had to go back to last and come around him, and ran on really strongly. It was a nice effort for Gary Lawler and Sophia Arvison. Third home, Mr. Jim Aringle. Ran a nice, honest race, and Willem battled on pretty well for fourth, but Hooley Nin was just too good in that last race, and probably the horse to follow is Reactor Factory. He will be winning one of those races sometime very soon.
Yeah, it was very entertaining. And Krug, the New Zealand star three-year-old, winning at Redcliffe last night. You'll hear a lot more of him through the Queensland Winter Carnival, as that carnival really hots up now. We will be hearing you at Cranbourne later today, Rob.
Yes, off to Cranbourne for a twilight meeting there this evening. So I'm looking forward to that one. And we'll bring all the action from the track on RSN.
And gate speed on Monday as well. Hopefully Gareth is back on tomorrow morning as well. And we'll do it all again. Until next Sunday,
happy harnessing.